So, Grandma and Grandpa, we've talked about all sorts of things about your parents and about your parents, your family, your own life now, and then your kids.
Excuse me, but are you really interested in genealogy or not specifically?
Not this time. We might try and get that.
Okay.
And Amber might continue some.
Yeah, Amber, she's quite interested.
Yeah, so we've talked a little bit. She might try and delve a little bit deeper into some of that. So all these things, all these places you've been and children you've raised and what is there anything that you guys feel like you're most proud of in your lives?
In our life?
Yeah.
We're just proud of our family.
Well, yeah, so what brings you pride? So your family?
Well, that's the main thing. I think we have reason to be. Yep, we have reason to be. Paul and Martha taking good care of us.
Yeah.
And they've all managed to find very nice in-laws, wonderful in-laws.
Yeah.
Adele's such a sweetie. I don't get enough hugs from her. Paul doesn't let her come up very often.
He's keeping her for himself.
She's a real sweetie.
Yes, she is.
You know what Martha said about, you've heard this, when Martha met Adele with Paul, and, had a little chat in that.
Well, Adele was at Martha's.
Okay, that was it.
On her way up to our house.
Okay. Well, anyhow, the next time we met with Martha's, she said, "Boy, Paul better not let her get away."
blow
this one.
Well, yeah, Martha called us as Adele had left. Were you with her?
Yeah.
The two of them were coming up to Ames then. She said, "Mother, she is just darling. Paul better not blow this one."
And he kept her around. Nice job, Uncle Paul.
Yeah. She stayed around despite my efforts.
And then, of course, we spend some time with Jim. And he's a gem. He's quite quiet, really. He opens up now and then, but he usually just sits and takes things in.
And Meg is such a sweetie.
We don't see Meg. She's off and running all the time.
How's Alice doing?
Not so great. I think she's a little bit homebound at this point.
Well, yeah, how's her? Her eyes are pretty.
Yeah, she's not seeing too well. I know that Mom goes and visits her at least once a year. My mother goes and visits her at least once a year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, we appreciate her going to take care of Alice for a while. They're pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's see, the other in-laws would be Christine.
Mm-hmm. Christine?
Yeah.
Christine was a godsend to Carl.
Yeah.
What?
Christine was a godsend, Carl.
Oh, Christine is a very sweet lady.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just really terrific.
Boy, she's a dynamo. She's out there with her spade digging her garden down in Florida.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then Gaynell came to Frank.
Gaynell, all the daughters-in-law are just
Gaynell's
very
a
nice.
Good old fashioned farm girl.
But she's Denver through and through now. She really likes Denver. The area.
Mm. She's a.
Where was she from originally? Where was Gaynell from originally?
What?
Little town.
Williams, Iowa.
Farm up here.
Oh,
Century
Williams,
Farm.
Yeah.
Okay, so she was from Iowa.
She grew up on a farm up there.
I did not know that.
Just
they met in Ames.
Okay.
What?
They met in Ames.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And Yeah, she and Frank connected with the Bible. What? Was the Bible?
I'm not study? Hearing. What's the matter?
Did you lose a hearing aid?
We don't know. Probably just the ears are gone.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
What did you say?
I said sometimes your hearing aids are working and sometimes they just aren't doing their job.
Well, that's the story. Yep. But usually, I guess this one wasn't turned up high enough.
Got it.
Yeah, they talk to each other.
Yeah, they do. You know, if this one controls one thing, and then this controls another type of.
See, now I got to turn low and goes bing, bing, bing. Now if I keep cranking, then it goes bing, 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 and then it's much higher.
Oh, got it.
Over here I have various levels: 1, 2, 3. And then when she starts giving me a bad time, I push this ear. That mutes it.
4 is mute.
No, I can't hear it.
Sometimes I wish I had that function as well.
Yeah. It's
But when your battery's going dead, this one, or well, either one, will tell the other one, well, actually telling us. But it's
battery
such a
low.
Funny voice that says, battery, like, it's our fault.
it's admonishing you?
Yeah.
Well,
how dare you neglect me? Yeah.
Then about 15 minutes.
You'd think it would have a nice, calm voice that would say battery.
Then when it, I
wouldn't hear it.
About 10 minutes, it goes, battery.
It does it twice, and the second time it's off, completely dead.
Battery.
Battery, yeah. And so my final question to you guys now is, it's kind of a tough one, but, you know, you guys, both of you are 93 now.
Yeah.
And I mean, you guys maybe think a little bit about you think a little bit about passing on. Maybe not.
That's like the guy said to his mother, do you ever think about the afterlife? No, yeah, the afterlife? Is that what? I haven't said this for a while.
Life hereafter.
The hereafter. That's
yeah,
it.
The hereafter.
And she said, oh, sure, every time I go in the basement, and what am I hereafter?
Well, the question I wanted to ask you is, what do you want people to remember you? How do you want people to remember you? What are the important things about yourself that you want?
Under us?
Yeah, what do you want people, how do you want people to remember you?
Well, to remember us. Goodness sakes. Well, they'll just have
gonna,
to
we're gonna be
leave
ash.
It up to them is how they...
We're going to be ashes.
What?
We're going to be ashes.
Cremated. Yeah, but that isn't what he means.
No, I know. I don't know, probably just a mean old man.
Well,
I don't know.
We hope it'll be a favorable impression, but who knows?
We're gone. Hopefully we will be life everlasting. Won't make any difference what somebody thinks.
Okay.
Really?
Well, I think you two will be remembered as two tough old birds.
Well.
And people who are...
We...
Gave a lot for the people
well, we
they
hope
love.
We will be remembered as loving and caring.
Well, Ben, it's like everything else. We... did the best we could with what we knew and hope for the best that things would turn out. We have no regrets.
We're so thankful for each other. Our doctor says usually when people reach this age, one of them is just not doing well at all, physically, mentally. Yeah. And he thinks we're doing pretty well, doesn't he?
I would say so.
Well, even my neurologist, Selden Spencer, told Martha says, keep them in their apartment. They're doing fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, stay in your apartment as long as you can.
Let's see.
But my mom, she seemed to sail through her 90s, didn't she?
Yeah.
Grandma?
Yeah.
She just, and we've got a long ways to go to get to be 100, yeah. And I don't think we're sailing. Oh.
No, I don't. It's
tough.
I don't expect to make it.
Yeah.
And I sometimes hope I don't. No. So, this far, and I've got aches and pains, and just got to live with them.
Sure.
You know what? One thing I remember, I think, which would characterize them, I don't know if you've heard this, but tell Ben about you giving up golf. I want to see if you remember, if you tell it the way I remember it.
Giving up golf?
Golf, yeah.
Well, that's because of her. I told you that.
Yeah, we heard that story.
Oh, did you hear that story?
Oh,
I heard it.
Yeah.
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 So
he was just as happy to be home.
Well, yeah.
He seemed it.
That's where I belong and developed things to do. Got into the woodworking and gardening. And actually, the gardening, I think the main thing was we had to pay for the food. Yeah, that old garden gave us lots of food.
Yeah, I thought that was just so you could have slave labor from the kids.
Well, that was the other side of it, see?
Our little bit of gardening is nothing compared to what Paul, Carl, and Christine do.
No.
Gee, they really garden.
They don't grow all of it. They do a lot of you pick.
Oh, fruit, yeah.
Oh, man. One time we went out and picked blueberries. Yeah, blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
We just had buckets of them. And then, the end of the row, you fill a bucket and you set it down out the end of the row. One time they came back and the buckets were gone.
Oh, somebody, I don't know.
Oh, someone.
But that didn't happen, but that just that once.
Well, yeah. It did happen once. I don't know how often it happened otherwise.
No. I mean, to them it happened just once.
Well, see, that's the other side of it. Two things with the garden. It provided
and
us with vegetables and whatever, food. And then it provided, what Paul says, slave labor,
How many tomato plants did they have?
Dad's talking about his garden. Dad's talking about his garden and us.
Oh, his garden.
I only had 4 tomatoes, one in each corner of that raised.
Yeah, but I think, didn't they have 90 plants?
Oh, I don't know, 80 or something like that.
Oh, they just canned gallons of tomato stuff.
Well, I think your garden and your decision to stop golf and then Grandma's ability to wrangle all of 6 kids was a testament to how important your family was to you. I think that's rubbed off on all of your children. And I think it's also rubbed off on all of your grandchildren. And hopefully us grandchildren are going to be able to take that.
You know, they always say, or at least I've heard it, you can tell what kind of job you did on your own children when you have grandchildren.
Yeah.
So that's great. Yeah, we're all new grandkids are wonderful.
But you see, that's a grandparent's prerogative to spoil the grandchild.
Well, we like that part of it too.
I like that part. I can wrestle with snakes.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
Well, it's like the story I tell about Lindsay and the pear tree.
Yeah, we heard that one yesterday.
Yep. Yeah.
Paul was a neat little guy. He's our little caboose. But you know, he had this funny little characteristic. If things didn't go just the way he thought they should, or if we scolded him or something, he'd take his blanket and go into his closet, close the door, and just sit there in the dark until then all of a sudden he'd come out smiling.
Yeah.
Usually,
you just need a reset.
Put a child in a closet, it would be child abuse, but yeah, that was his choice.
Self-imposed torture.
Yeah, oh yeah, he knew how to fix things.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody figured that out. Yeah, they probably arrested us, and it was his doing. They wouldn't listen to us. Yeah.
And if one of us would open the door to see how he was doing, he'd close it real fast. Sliding door.
Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Sliding door, you know.
Sitting on top of shoes and whatever. Yeah.
Well, Ben, I don't know what more we could ask for life.
Oh, no. We've been very blessed.
Yep. And very satisfying. And we're in a good position now that we'll be taken care of. And the children won't have to worry a thing about us.
We had good parents.
Pardon?
Really nice, great parents. Who did a good job on us, I guess. Hopefully.
But you know, our next move is the care center. That's all part of the system.
Sure.
It's all paid for, really. If we run out of money, they'll take care of us. We spent their inheritance doing it, but as Martha and Paul and the others have said, you know, it's a matter of satisfaction with them to know we're in good hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we've had some really good times together. I can't remember any real bad times, except like with Paul, like with Frank, those types of things.
Yeah.
But
Our kids have been healthy.
Yeah.
Except poor Paul has back trouble. And he's so young for that, poor guy.
That's okay. We'll get through it.
Well, Grandma and Grandpa, thanks so much for your time and being willing to share and play along.
Thank you for coming.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
such a treat to see you.
Well, I know I've been asking lots of questions and you've been forced to tell lots of stories, but we all appreciate it.
It's caused us to look back and review, and I have to say I'm quite satisfied with the way things went.
The move to Ames was a good one. We liked it.
I look back and I have to think the Holy Spirit was looking after us, moved us in the right direction. Yeah. So.
Grandpa is really good at prayer. At night we have a liturgy, you know, for the readings for the Mass for that day. And then a little meditation, and he just does such a nice job.
Well,
doing that,
I gotta hope I'm on the right track.
I'm sure you are, Grandpa. Yeah. Grandma, I think you both.
Well, but that's the one concern I have. It's your world, and how's it gonna go? We've already work through our world.
Well,
each generation has its hardships.
I think, Grandpa, I think we'll do the same thing that you did. I think we'll do our best with what we have.
We will what?
We'll do the best with what we have.
Well, you're gonna look back and say, well, I could have done this differently or done that differently, but we did it, and it's behind us, and it worked out. So
sure.
I'm not gonna dwell on it.
You bet.
You know, my mom used to say, looking back, life is just gone like your snap of your fingers, just so fast when you look back.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It does seem
very brief. Our whole life just seems to have gone by so fast.
We still have each of us. You should. Yeah, you should see us giving her a shower and bath.
Well, I take my shower, but I'm not supposed to take this off while I'm in the shower. So when I'm finished, and of course I can't wash my back or my neck because this is on. So that's the first thing. When I get out of the shower, take this off, and then Leo washes my back and my neck. I can get the front of it, but
sure.
Yeah, that, if anything happened to either of us, the other one or both would go in the care center right away because we depend on each other at this point.
Sure.
Yes, we do. You have problem seeing and I have problem feeling.
Yeah.
But we coordinate efforts.
Yeah, my vision has gotten bad the past year, but they say that with macular degeneration, they're very, very rare for a person to go absolutely blind, with macular degeneration.
Sure.
So.
All right, well.
Like I say, my biggest problem is trying to get my earphones in my ear.
Well, thank you very much, you two. I appreciate it. And
yeah, well,
I feel,
thank you for coming.
I feel honored to have had you two as my grandparents.
We only wish we could see the family.
Oh, yeah. I told Nikki.
You isn't enough.
I know. I'm the most boring part of my family.
If
I
had enough of you, I'd...
I'll bring the children and my little snow queen down sometime.
Okay.
We'll get them down here.
Yeah, we'd love to see them.
Well, I hope all of you had as much fun listening to these recordings as I did making them. It was a great couple of days spent with these two, though I think I may have worn them out a bit. Thanks to all the Iowan Schneider and Fifields for housing, feeding, and shuffling me around. Thanks to Leo and Betty for sticking with me through all of these many long recording sessions. Endurance and perseverance, as always.